Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. With me once again is Lindsay Perry. And before we get into today's question, this is the first recording that we're doing since the Old Mutual Two Oceans Marathon. And I need to say congratulations to Lindsay for picking up his first blue chip win. Lindsay, congratulations. You're Caroline Wasserman's coach who won the ladies race, first South African to win, I think, since Noah got off the arc. Fantastic performance. You must be pretty chuffed.
Yeah, look, I was extremely happy. I was extremely happy on the day itself. After Caroline and I discussed at length what the plan was going to be, and she was adamant that she really, really wanted to run easy, and she was not interested in racing. I set her a chart which was the fastest possible she could run and consider it a training race. And when I caught her at the 5K mark, I had to ask her if she'd taken a shortcut, because she certainly wasn't on plan. So she had a good chuckle at that. But yeah, in her own mind, she was running pretty easy. And when she got to the 14K mark, she unleashed. And in her mind, that was all part of the plan, because I told her that after the marathon mark, she could run the last 14K as hard. So I was obviously thrilled, and I was particularly surprised. I mean, I knew that she was in great shape, and that she could run a very good comrades a Two Oceans if she chose to. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect it to be that good.
What an incredible story as well. If you haven't read her story, I know there's a blog on the Nutreats website. I'll share the link to that in the show notes for this episode of Ask Coach Perry. Inspirational, I think, is the one word to describe it. She's an amazing athlete, and we look forward to seeing what she can do at Comrades. Lindsay, let's get on to today's question. And it's, funnily enough, about someone who's done a big event and is now moving on to Comrades. And it was submitted on our Facebook page. We posted a thing saying we're going to be doing the recording. Craig Nurich got in touch, and he said, how much time should be taken off after Ironman before picking up training again for Comrades? Also, what's the maximum distance to run, assuming he's not doing a long run, having done one standard marathon and the Ironman marathon as well?
Look, Ironman is nice and early this year. So, look, I would take a week off of doing no exercise. And then in the second week, I'd get back on my bike and do some low-impact exercise. And then I'd get straight back into the running, which would be now. So we've got 7 weeks to race day. I would run the next 3 weeks. I'd do quite a lot of running, and then look to do a 50K, either 5 or 4 weeks from race day. So 4 weeks starts to get a little bit risky, depending on what sort of running background you come from. But around the weekend of the 26th, 27th of April, I'd look to do a 50K, really easy, lots of walking, just getting that time on your legs, and then from there slowly winding down towards Comrades. But no, you can definitely get going from now, and hopefully you've done a bit of cycling up until now.
Brilliant stuff. Craig, thank you so much for that question. Congratulations on that Ironman as well, and we look forward to seeing you down at Comrades. Lindsay, thank you for your time. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.